In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that when the Paraclete comes, he will convict the world. He will convict it of sin, of justice, and of judgment. Now, objectively, we can all understand that point. But then our Lord explains a little bit more. He will convict the world of sin, he says, because they do not believe in me. Pretty clear, the rejection of Jesus is the ultimate sin, because everything else follows from it. If we're going to say that we believe in Jesus, then we have to strive to live a godly life. We have to be like him, because that's exactly what he told us that we have to be doing. And so if we're going to reject him, it is a further conviction of sin, because there is no forgiveness of sin apart from our blessed Lord. It is only through his sacrifice that sin can be forgiven. And so if someone wants to be forgiven of their sins, they have to come to Jesus. It's just that simple. And so if they're going to die in their sin, it's because they refuse to believe in him. He is the only means to the forgiveness of sin. But he goes on from there and he says he's going to be convicted of justice, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. It is the ultimate point of justice. We look at the crucifixion, it is the ultimate injustice. But the ultimate justice is that our Lord is raised from the dead and that he ascended into heaven, because he lived perfectly. Obviously, he's God, and we can look at it that way, and yes, of course, he's in heaven. But in his humanity, he lived a perfect human life. And consequently, he has gone straight to heaven. It's a matter of justice. But then we look at a little bit further. You look at somebody like Saint Therese, who says, I expect as much from the justice of God as I do from his mercy. Now, you and I might look at it and say, the justice of God, that's a pretty big gulp on my part. It's like, if I expect from the justice of God, I am in big trouble. I need the mercy of God. But Saint Therese says, no, I expect as much from his justice as I do from his mercy, because she spent her life striving to love God. And God, of course, loves her. And so as a matter of justice, he's going to reward her. He told us that same thing. Anyone who's done all these things, he said, I'm going to give you 100-fold. There's a matter of justice that's involved. Not strict justice in the sense of saying, well, I did this, so you have to do that. But an interesting matter of the justice that comes from charity. If I have loved you, then the only just and proper response is to love me in return. And so if Therese loves Jesus that much, he will never be outdone in generosity. And as a matter of justice, then he is going to love her way more than she loves him. Well, the same is true of you and me. Maybe we can look back and we can make that big gulp about our sins. But hopefully we can look forward and say, but I'm striving to love him. I'm striving to do his will. And therefore, as a matter of justice, he's going to reward me for that. It's not why we do it, otherwise it's not loving him. If we're just doing it for what we can get, then it's a selfish thing. Don't worry about what you're going to get in return, because God is just. He's going to give you what you deserve, which for some of us, again, brings that big gulp back. But if we're truly trying to love him, he's going to love us. What more could we ask? And so that's what she's looking at. So yes, it's a matter of justice that would be the case, that he has gone to heaven. But it's a matter of justice then that if we are striving to live our lives for him, keeping ourselves in the state of grace, striving to live holiness, we too are going to go to heaven. We too will be brought from this world and it will see us no more. So yeah, I suppose you could say there's a matter of justice that we're going to die and be buried and the world isn't going to see us anymore. Yeah, that's justice. But there's another justice, and that is to be able to go to heaven. It is total mercy, but it is also a matter of justice because of what our Lord has declared for us. Then he says that the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world of judgment. And he said, because the prince of this world has already been judged. So that again is what we need to consider. As a matter of justice, our Lord has gone to heaven. As a matter of judgment, Satan has been condemned. As a matter of mercy and justice, if we are in the state of grace and we're striving to love God, we will go to heaven. As a matter of judgment, if we choose against the Lord, we're going to be frying forever. And so we need to think about these things. We have the means of the forgiveness of our sins. We have the means to heaven. We have the means to the Father. We have the means to keep ourselves out of hell. And it is all the same. Because he's the one who told us, I am the way. So what's the way to keep yourself out of sin? It's Jesus. What's the way to keep yourself out of eternity in hell? It's Jesus. What's the way to the Father? It's Jesus. What's the way to heaven? It's Jesus. That's where we need to put our focus. Again, not in a selfish way, because he is love. And that's what he is asking us to do. It's even what he ordered us to do, but it's what he's asking of us. Because you can't love somebody if you're forced into it, because that's not love. So you can look at it and say, well, he ordered me to do this. He commanded me. If that's why you're doing it, is because he commanded you to do it, then it's not an act of love. He commanded you to do this because it's the very thing that will fulfill you. But to love requires an act of the free will. You can't be commanded to do it. You can't be forced to do it. It's a choice. So that's what we're being asked to do. And it's a matter of justice on our part. He loves us. So the proper response is to love him in return. And so if we don't, then we're going to be convicted of sin because we didn't really believe in him. Again, we can give lip service to him, but he is love. So if we're going to truly believe in him, we're going to love him because that's who he is. That's who we've been created to be. And that's what he has asked us to do. So to fail to do that is ultimately sin, for which we will be convicted. It is a matter of justice. And if we fail to love our Lord, then justice is coming our way. But if we love our Lord, the justice is going to bring us to heaven. And then it is about judgment. Because once again, if we have failed to love our Lord, we have called down judgment upon ourselves. We don't have to wait for God to condemn us. We will do it to ourselves. And that's what every single soul in hell has done. God didn't have to send them there. They sent themselves there. They're the ones who judge themselves because they look at God who loves them. And they say, I didn't love you. And I don't love you. And therefore I cannot come in. They have judged themselves and they have condemned themselves. So we look at these things and we say, yes, the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world of sin, of justice, and of judgment. But we can look at that convict in the other sense of that term. And if we are convicted in our hearts, then we're going to love him. We're going to confess our sins and be forgiven. We're going to be in the state of grace. We're going to be on that way to eternity. That's, again, exactly the opposite of what those who choose the other way. So the conviction is going to go one way for those who don't want our Lord, but those who are convicted internally are going to choose the opposite. That's the path that we are to take. And the Holy Spirit has been given to bring us to that path. The word parakletos in Greek means one who speaks on behalf of another, to speak for. That's why it's called the advocate. It's like an attorney who speaks on your behalf. So we have him interceding, but he's speaking in our hearts. He's speaking on our behalf, and he's speaking on behalf of our blessed Lord to be able to tell us, get on the right path, stay on the right path, strive with your whole heart and soul and strength to love our blessed Lord, not because there's something that he's going to get because this is good for him. No, it's because it's what's best for you. And that is the one path. God is love. And you're made in his image and likeness. Get on the path. Jesus is the path because he is love and he's truth and he's life. That's what he wants for you. So that's where the question comes. Which way are we going to be convicted? Pray that God will convict us internally so that we will get on that path. We will reject sin. We will look to the justice of God as much as we will look to his mercy. And we will reject the one who has been judged because he chose against the Lord and we chose for him.